WBBM, Wrigley Building, Chicago.
Wrigley's Spearmint Gum presents The Howard Miller Show. And now here with Music on Records is Howard Miller.
All right, thank you very much, Ed Joyce. And wherever you are, good morning to you, and I hope you're just as happy as the lark up in the tree above. I don't know what tree the lark's setting in, but he must be someplace in this country because it's a pretty wonderful old world that's spinning around for the next and the last 24. And this is Howard Miller from Chicago for Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum, the finest doggone product in the world for you and your family. And I hope that you're enjoying it just as much as we do right here in the studios of CBS in Chicago. Well, a little while from now, we're going to switch over to New York City, where there in the famous Alan Dick's restaurant, we're going to have an opportunity of renewing an acquaintanceship with Mr. Alan Dale, who is one of the foremost boy singers in the country today, doing some great work for choral. We're going to play his latest choral hit called Rockin' the Cha-Cha. But before we meet Alan and find out the life story of Mr. D, let's listen to Mindy Carson, a gal who appeared on this show a number of weeks ago, and as a matter of fact, introduced this song for the first time to the nation of music lovers. Here she is again, Mindy Carson, with Wake the Town and Tell the People.
Tell them that we're so in love.
Let's begin the celebration. Let's declare a holiday. Send a wedding invitation
to the neighbors right away. When you are close to me and my heart is dancing with delight, I want the world to see heaven in my arms tonight.
Shout it from the highest steeple. Ring the bell the whole night through. Wake the town and tell the people.
Tell them I'm in love with you.
Tell them I'm in love.
Ding dong. Ding dong. Ding dong. Shout it from the highest steeple. Wake the town and tell the people.
Tell them I'm in love with you.
Wake the town and tell the people I'm in love with you.
A real wonderful little lady of song by the name of Mindy Carson. Wake the town and tell the people. You know, chewing gum is just plain good American fun. It's an enjoyable way to relax. And I'm going to be honest with you. There are a lot of good gums to chew, but I'm pretty positive that the finest is Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum. It's just as fresh as the cool waters of a mountain brook, just as relaxing as a siesta under the oak tree during the summer months, and just as friendly as Mom and Pop when they go out to their favorite football game. So you try it, will you? You try chewing Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum, and I know that you'll have to admit with me that it's the most refreshing thing under the sun. I honestly think that you'll like Wrigley Spearmint the very best. Well, let's switch now to Alan Dick's restaurant in New York City, where I hope by this time Mr. Alan Dale is freeloading a little bit. At least you got a cup of coffee, haven't you, Al?
Yes, sir. I just had some iced coffee.
Good for you. How's everything in New York City?
Oh, it's just fine, Howard, and it's nice talking to you again.
Same here. You've had a lot of successes since the last time we had an opportunity of meeting here on my television show about, a year and a half, 2 years ago.
That's right. I made a special trip out there just to see you, and it was very, very nice and very enjoyable indeed.
Well, I remember, Al, that was the time that you and Johnny Desmond and Don Cornell had introduced a great new singing style, three great artists combining in their talents to make a trio.
That's
That sort of spelled the end of your work, though, with the trio business, didn't it?
That's right. We were very lucky with that, though. It was a big hit in South Africa.
Well, as a matter of fact, it was done with tongue-in-cheek. I mean, you didn't intend it to be a serious version of a song, did you?
No, and Johnny and I had a wonderful time teaching Don the lyrics. It was terrific.
Yes, I remember. He's not a quick study like you and Johnny.
We had a wonderful time.
Yeah, well, we sort of kicked it around on the show, though. All three of you were there, remember?
That's right.
It was really great. Alan, you've had some tremendous successes in the last 6 or 8 months with Coral. I don't know whether the story was true or not, but somebody said that just prior to the release of Sweet and Gentle, they were dickering with you at another label, and then this came out, and of course you decided to stay with Coral.
Well,
was that true?
Yes, it was just before Cherry Pink and Apple Blossom White. I was, of course, I had been with 13 labels. This is my 13th, so we could call it Lucky 13, I guess. And I had recorded about 150 sides altogether.
Yes.
And they were going to let me go, I guess, because I was in the red so much I was going to be investigated soon. So, Cherry Pink, of course, sold very, very well for me, and under the name of Paris Prado. And so they renewed the contracts, and Sweet and Gentle was a great big hit, of course, and we were very lucky with that one.
And
so now everything's fine.
And now Bob Thiel and you were talking to each other again.
Oh, yeah. We've been friends a long time. Of course, Bob was with Signature Records, with which I was so lucky with Oh Marie and Dark Down Shutter's Ball and all those old hits.
Yes, to our listeners who are not familiar with the inner workings of a record company, Mr. Bob Thiel, of course, is the major domo. He's the artist and repertoire director. Alan, one thing I feel is sadly neglected in your career is your opportunity to get out to the grassroots, out to the hinterland away from New York City, and I guess it's because of your constant bookings there in the theaters and clubs in New York, isn't it?
Yes, that's true. Chicago, I haven't worked at all since I was with bands about 10 years ago. With George Paxton's orchestra, I was at the hotel there, and since then I haven't played at all on my own. I'm looking forward to doing either the theater or the nightclub out there. I sure hope it's soon.
Well, I hope we can bring you in either to the Shea Perry or the Black Orchid or the Chicago Theater or someplace like that. Alan, who would you say was responsible for starting your career?
Well, I tell you, believe it or not, Bob Thiel was probably the guy who discovered me years ago with Ray Block, and when he had Signature Records, which is now defunct, and
yes.
We did Oh Marie together, which was the first record I made and was a great big hit for me. So, and Ray Block, of course, put me on Sing It Again, which was on this network on Saturday nights, one of the first quiz musical shows. And I don't know if you remember it.
Yeah, sure.
Saturday night, a whole hour, and that was very important in my career, and I had my own show on this network. As a matter of fact, the old Perry Como spot that he had, 15 minutes, I had 5 times a week, Monday to Friday.
Is that right?
And it was my own show, and so things were going pretty well until I became ill for a while, and so it was about 4-year interim there where nothing happened, and now we're very lucky with the record. So we waited a long time, and we're very happy about it.
Well, finally talent will emerge.
Say, listen, may I say one thing, Howard?
Sure,
I know your wonderful sponsor, Wrigley. May I say that in my act in nightclubs, and this is the truth, I get off the floor that way chewing a piece of Wrigley Spearmint gum because I, when the people ask for more, and this is a good way to brag, but when the people ask for more, I usually ask the band to play a little T for two and ask them to play it a little faster, and as they do it, I take out a piece of gum and put it in my mouth and just kiss my way off.
Well, I think that's wonderful, and as long as you do it with Wrigley Spearmint, the act is bound to be a sensation and get good reviews.
Really? I always do that, so I thought you might be interested in knowing that.
I think it's wonderful, and it serves as a second commercial on this show. Alan, home is New York, isn't it? Were you born and raised there?
Yes, I still live in Brooklyn with my folks. I'm not married. I live with my mother and father, and I'm an only child, and I figure it's nice to stay at home while I still have them and enjoy them. And
doggone right. And you're of Italian parentage, right?
That's right.
I had a delightful conversation with your mother not too many days ago, a couple of weeks ago, I guess it was, when we were setting up this show, and I hope that you will give her my dearest love. She certainly is a sweet person to
talk
to.
Well, thank you very much. She has a hands full with a lot of calls from the kids, and she tries her best to get the messages straight, and she does a pretty good job.
I know she does a wonderful job. I hope she's listening this morning, because right now we want to put the needle to this new one that you made. I call it new. Actually, it's already an old one because it's a hit. Came out a couple of months ago, and it certainly hit the jackpot here in the Middle West, and I presume did across the country. So let's listen to a wonderful performer, Mr. Alan Dale, on a choral record called Rockin' the Cha-Cha.
Something is wrong here.
Rock, rock, rock in the cha-cha. Rock, rock, rock in the cha-cha. Roll, roll, roll in the cha-cha. Kicking the cha-cha around. Rock, rock, rock in the cha-cha.
this place, cause I love to do the cha-cha.
Cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha.
I love the rhythm playing so soft and sweet.
Cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha.
But look what the kids have done to my favorite beat. They'll rock. Cha-cha. Oh, how I love that wonderful melody. But oh, how the kids are playing a trick on me. They
rock. Rocking the cha-cha, rock. Rocking the cha-cha, roll. Rolling the cha-cha, kicking the cha-cha around.
Rockin' the Cha-Cha, a great choral record by Alan Dale, who was sitting there at his table in famous Alan Dick's restaurant in New York City, which is the heart of the music center. Al, perhaps I'm not being wise in saying this, but it seems to me that your great forte in music at least used to be ballads. Have you felt now that this other type of music is kinder to you?
Well, of course, we've been very lucky with the cha-chas and mambos and things. And, of course, now with the rock and roll and cha-cha combination, you must admit that's stooping pretty low to get a hit record. But
well, that's good. Don't misunderstand. It's just that I feel that you have such brilliant tones for ballading.
I'm a little reluctant to do a real straight ballad now unless it has either a gimmick in the lyric or in the arrangement or in the music because, well...
You want to sell records?
Yeah, actually, I do. And
you like to eat, and so does your mother.
Yeah,
and your father.
If the listeners don't agree with me, I sure hope they'd go out and buy my ballads.
Well, I'm sure that they will. Alan, if memory serves me right, Cha-Cha came from Mexico, and I have had some very interesting letters from teenagers who down there tell me that the kids take off their shoes and dance around barefoot when they do the Cha-Cha dances. Have you heard that?
No, I haven't. I haven't heard that at all. No, I haven't.
It is cha-cha. It is Mexican music, though, isn't
it? Oh, yes, it certainly is. And, of course, it has been popular for quite a while, but I think we did have the first commercial pop record on it.
Yes. Al, I want to thank you very much. Our time's all up on the Wrigley Show, and please believe me that we're going to do everything we can to continue making this a big hit, and I'm anxious to hear your great new ones.
Well, thank you very much. You should have a brand new one, I think, by Friday.
I'll have it on the show Friday night.
Okay.
Thanks, Alan Dale from New York City. This is Howard Miller from Chicago. Thank you for joining us for Wrigley Sperm and Chewing Gum. We'll see you tomorrow and all this week. You join us, won't you? Bye-bye, everyone.
You've just heard The Howard Miller Show with music on record, brought to you from Chicago by Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Be sure and join Howard Miller tomorrow at this same time when his guest will be Betty Johnson. This is the CBS Radio Network.
How's this for an offer from Colgate's new detergent ad?